Welcome to the Oldie Literary Lunch, sponsored by Noble Caledonia, the world experts in small ship cruising.
Beginning with Christopher Somerville, who is probably Britain's most travelled man, but not by any form of transport other than his own 2 feet, an extremely distinguished walking journalist, if that's the best way to describe you, who has written books about walking in Ireland and Crete, and Times readers will know his walks around all the way around the United Kingdom, and he's written a fantastic new book, The January Man, A Year of Walking Britain. So I'll hand over to you, Christopher. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. I'll say something about that in 600 seconds, starting now. Why do you do it, comes the cry from yon bystander standing by. A fair inquiry in my book, and worthy of a little look. Why do I walk so jolly far? Why don't I do it all by car? I have cogitated much on cause and grounds and roots and such, and here's the crux of what I've learned, deep within my brain has burned. The very heart and soul, the nub, the point of walking is the pub. Now I was once like you, my nobles. I'd sooner suck on stones or snowballs, sooner mortify the flesh than drink new ale when it was fresh. Pubs to me were most abhorrent. I would seek the mountain torrent, gather raindrops, quaff the tarns, drink at rusty troughs in barns, sip the dew from off the grass, gulp a melted Harlan dust. Anything but enter in a public house, that den of sin. Siren's lair of sloth and slackness, Gorgon's hovel, pit of blackness. Ere I had my pub renaissance, I ate naught but nuts and raisins. I drank only Adam's ale, I was puny, poor and pale, good for little, fit for nothing, long of face and short of stuffing. There is a message clear for all who see the hill's seductive call, when dusky eve comes creeping o'er the nighted bog and moody moor, when hard work feet have swollen so you cannot feel each ear or toe, when you are out of power and puff, in short, when you have had enough. You know you do not have to wait until the hour is growing late. You do not need to dump the path while mortal folk are in the bath. You're not compelled to keep it up till you have drained exhaustion's cup. There is no need to cross that beck. Consider cutting short your trek. Oh, friends, take warning by my tale. Do not shun good snake and ale. Cast away that stale rive eater. Hurry past the happy eater. Shun that isophonic bottle. Get some strong ale down your throttle. When your breeches start to rub, hurl them hence and seek the pub. If you are a sentient mammal, quit the flask and shun the cowl. Pour your padded tea away and drink with me the livelong day. One word of warning to you, sonny, for God's sake, don't forget your money. There is nothing in this world so guaranteed to get toys hurled out of the pram when in the bar, as being thirsty for a jar, eyeing the beckoning pumps, inspecting what's on offer, then selecting a tasty pint of killer rocket, putting your hand into your pocket, discovering, as you stamp and cuss, you've left your wallet on the bus. Oh, let's forget the rambling bug, come on and join me in the snug, where no rude winds roughly blow, where there's neither sleet nor snow. Bring me to the Pheasant Inn, Hark to Bounty, Poacher's Pin, Hunter's Lodge, or Heights Hotel, the Bull, the Bowl, the Bull, the Bell. In the Black Lion I would sojourn, rain and wind and hail are dodging, in some fabled watering hole, where the fires burn proper coal.
Excuse this little hiatus in vision.
Where the landlord's cheeks are rosy, where everything is quiet and cosy. No one talks a bit of sense, and a pint costs 20 pence. Jokes are funny, laughter hearty, roast beef. Every day is a birthday party. Roast beef sandwiches, of course, plenty of horseradish sauce. Tabletops are wide and stout. You can spread your wraps right out. Beer comes from a wooden barrel. No one minds your strange apparel. Floors are muddy. No one cares if your boots are on the chairs. Dogs are welcome. Walkers too. And there's paper and blue. Should you by some happy chance through the lamplit window glance and see a walker limping past, shivering in the icy blast, do not pity him, his lot. Do not weep for him one jot. Thank your stars for what you've got. He's outside, and you are not. Life goes to and fro, it's tidal. Make the most of being idle. There's no need to grasp the nettle. Put your feet up on the settle. If without, the weather's moldy, hunker down and read the only. Greet each stranger like a brother. Take your time and have another. Chase it with a warming noggin. Open the stove and put a log in. Start a song and see it through. Get the tap to talk to you. Inspect the pictures, watch the telly. Contemplate the landlord's belly. Soon the hour will strike, you know, when through those doors you'll have to go. Into wet boots, squeeze the sore feet. Don a coat against the sleet. Scowl as though you'd come in furthit. Growl and wonder if it's worth it. Out into the storm of stumbling, hat and gloves and gaiters fumbling. Tripping over rock and boulder, if the devil on your shoulder shows you through the haze of beer a handy bus stop standing near, if his charming voice you hear whispering softly in your ear, let's give up this walking lark and let's get home before it's dark. Do not feel ashamed, my friends, if there your expedition ends. Do not slink with guilt away. You can walk another day. I'll conclude, my patient hosts, by offering you the best of toasts. Here's to the babe in hat and gloves, carried by the one it loves, learning atop the mountain's crown the lifelong thrill of looking down. Here's to the child that I was once, who would not walk on, silly dunce, but sat down like a sulky pup and howled until they picked me up. Here's to the youth who places boots in expectations of new roots, of paths to bear him far away from ordinary every day. Here's to the girl who hoists her pack with jubilation on her back, intending to assault the peaks where ravens call and magic speaks. Here's to those of riper years grinding through the lower gears, with creaking bones and wonky knees, still keen to sniff the mountain breeze. And here's to the man and woman too, who can't do what they used to do, but still contrive a last hurrah by telling waters in the bar.
For more about the Oldie magazine, Amber Lunches, go to theoldie.co.uk.